Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Sunday, the 11th of February 2024. Today's topic is Trees of Righteousness. Our text today is taken from Isaiah chapter 61 verses 1 through 4. Verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Verse 4. And they shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Key verse. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3b. That they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Our Heavenly Father compared his people Israel with a garden when he brought them as seedlings from Egypt, where he nursed them for 400 years. And in due time, he transplanted them to the land flowing with milk and honey. He was very pleased with his vineyard. He dug round about every tree, watered and manured the land for them that they might bring forth fruits richly. He expected them to bear fruits pleasing to him. Every tree is called by its fruit. Trees are used in the Bible to represent human beings. Our Bible passage seems to say that there are trees that produce righteousness as their fruit. The trees here stand for the children of Israel. The fruits stand for their actions toward God and man. Our righteous actions will glorify the Lord and show we belong to a righteous God. What type of fruits do you bear? For your life to glorify God, all your thoughts, words and actions must be pleasing to him. Prayer for today. Lord, I pray that all my actions will glorify and please you everywhere I go. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Proverbs chapter 14 verses 31 through 34. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.